This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Residents are stocking up as Hurricane Ian threatens to slam into Florida's west central coast on Wednesday. But first, Cuba, says the National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
It is forecast to rapidly strengthen today, becoming a major hurricane before it reaches western Cuba tonight.
And what should Florida expect?
Although some weakening occur when it's near the coast, strong winds, a life-threatening storm surge, and heavy rainfall are likely to occur over portions of the west coast of Florida.
Florida residents have been lining up in Tampa to get sandbags. Residents are also clearing store shelves of supplies like bottled water. Russia's President Putin has said he would be ready to use nuclear weapons to keep the territory Moscow's taken in Ukraine. The U.S. is warning him not to do that. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
Ukraine's military says an overnight drone hit near the port of Odessa sparked a massive fire and explosion hours after Washington vowed to take decisive action and promised catastrophic consequences if Russia uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine. The strikes are the latest in a series of drone attacks on the key southern city over recent days. This one hit a military installation and detonated ammunition when it struck. Ukraine's Southern Command says firefighters have been struggling to contain the blaze. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Now to the U.S. and China. The United States and several Western allies presented a proposal this morning for the U.N.'s main human rights body to hold a special debate over reported rights abuses and violations against Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's Xinjiang region. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Tokyo for the state funeral of assassinated former leader Shinzo Abe. This is AP News. The Super Bowl's got a halftime show, and Rihanna will headline it.
Rihanna had been asked to do the 2019 Super Bowl halftime show, but she declined, giving cover to Colin Kaepernick, the ex-NFL quarterback whose decision to kneel during the national anthem became, well, a political football. But now the NFL has teamed up with Jay-Z's Roc Nation, and Rihanna has signed on to do the next halftime show, set for February 12th in Arizona. The announcement being made by the league, Roc Nation, and the new halftime sponsor, Apple. The only public confirmation Rihanna has made is a post to her Instagram showing an outstretched arm holding an NFL football. Rihanna last performed publicly at the Grammys in 2018. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The chief of the U.S. Capitol Police during the January 6th riot has a book deal, Stephen A. Sund. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.